Is it possible to run a restaurant that only serves so-called wild food, made from ingredients that were sourced directly from nature? Up next, we head to Helsinki and talk to the chef Ossi Paloneva, whose new restaurant, Wild, promises to do just that. Our Helsinki correspondent Petri Burtsov met up with Paloneva and asked him what makes wild food different and if there is a bigger shift taking place in the eco-conscious Helsinki dining scene.
Located in the bustling Kallio neighborhood, Wild, whose name literally means wild, promises an altogether different dining experience. Everything it serves has been foraged and found in Finland's forests, lakes, and rivers. Nothing is cultivated and nothing comes from the wholesalers. The restaurant's menu makes for interesting reading. How about some common yarrow for starters? Juniper, birch, sea buckthorn, mushrooms, chaga, and gooseberries. Wild is the brainchild of Ossi Paloneva, a Finnish chef whose wild food pop-up was one of the most talked about restaurant ventures in Helsinki last summer. Ossi begins by explaining his food philosophy.
Wild food is everything that you can find growing wild in the nature, foraged food. Mainly wild herbs, but also mushrooms, wild fish is obviously wild food as well, flowers, berries, whatever. There's plenty in Finnish nature to be foraged. At the moment, we are having in our main course juniper and cauliflower as a pretty normal ingredient, smoked of course though, but then we're having chicken of the woods, which is kind of, what's the word, not mushroom, but the ones that grow on the sides of the trees. As its name suggests, it tastes exactly like chicken and the structure is chicken-like as well. It's an amazing product.
Sourcing everything from nature comes with its challenges, as Paloneva cannot rely on a steady pipeline of ingredients. And then there's Finland, a country that has a long and cold winter during which only a few things grow.
It takes time, and that's the key question when it comes to using the ingredients from forests. You have to think what is efficient and what makes sense, also money-wise and time-wise.
Do you have some secret spots in the forest where you find your ingredients?
Of course. There's, for example, one just 1 kilometer from here where there's wild chanterelles, and I'm just astonished that I'm the only one who knows the spot.
Okay, so we won't tell the listeners where it is.
Could you name some examples of the ingredients that you find in the forest and maybe also some dishes you prepare from them?
And not only from the wild nature, but also urban foraging is one possibility. There's plenty of berry bushes, semi-wild, growing in the city area. The air condition is so good that they are perfectly fine as well. For example, rose hips, Japanese roses all over the Finland in the city areas as well, same as, let's say, apple trees and currant bushes. In Finland, nature is so close that with the bicycle, basically wherever you are in Finland, you get in 15 minutes to the forest, and forest is full of ingredients, basically with endless opportunities and endless amount of different species.
When it comes to living in an environmentally conscious way, Finns are often at the forefront and keen to try new things. The new Nordic food movement has introduced foraging and strange, long-forgotten ingredients into the standard lexicon of Helsinki's restaurants. Are we witnessing a wider shift in the Helsinki dining scene?
Yeah, definitely. There's a really good development going on in the Helsinki food scene, in Finland in general as well. Using wild ingredients has become sort of a standard. If you're trying to be a good chef in Finland, you have to know at least the basics of using nature in the kitchen.
For Monocle in Helsinki, I'm Petri Burtsov.
And you are with the menu on Monocle 24.